Continental Tyres, AFL Trade Radio.
I see some merit in the sliding scale of finances. I don't ever see an increase from the 2 years that is mandated now on the term of the contract for all draftees. I just see, anyway, from my perspective, looking in at it from the outside, that it would be a restraint of trade in the Players Association's eyes to suggest to increase it. But Nobes and Soss, you work in the space. Has Cam got some good points here?
I like the sliding scale. I think that makes sense. You know, the value, there can be a little bit more separation, I think, for me, as far as the value goes, because I think they are, there is a difference in that top, you know, sort of half dozen picks generally each year. Yeah, you know, I'm not as convinced as I probably previously was on the extending the 2 years to 3 years, mainly because I think the narrative's now shifted in that, and I think this has happened in the last sort of 5 or 6 years, that players are getting to where they want to go to anyway. So if you
Regardless of contract tenure.
So I think if you can create the right cultural place, they stay, you work with the managers, so I think there's enough leverage there.
What about Dave, trading, your thoughts of trading players in contract? Like with, you know, without their permission. So say they get to 25 or once they reach free agency period, if you sign them up, they, you know, another club wants them.
This is a fascinating conversation, this one.
I like it. I've always liked the no consent trade, because there's been a point in time where they've been able to manoeuvre themselves or work themselves to another club, and you're going, okay, that doesn't work. What suits us is to go there.
Yeah.
Now that would throw the cat amongst the pigeons. I know the PA are definitely not an advocate.
Oh, no, they
hate
that idea. Yeah.
From a moving our game forward, you know, an advancement in that, it's, I like it.
No, I love the conversation. I just don't see it happening. But we might make that a philosophical one day. So we can actually all have the chat, and we'll get David's perspective as part of that philosophical at some stage between now and close of play on Wednesday of next week.